We're talking with Melanie Trimble, who is executive director of the Capital District Civil Liberties Union. They are having a forum on the issue of police reform on this Thursday, July 23rd. So Melanie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the forum and why you're organizing it?
Okay, well, it's this Thursday, July 23rd at 6 o'clock, Zoom meeting. So if you want to join us and you haven't gotten an email from me inviting you to join, you're always welcome to email me at mtrimble@nyclu.org to sign up. We've gotten together some people that are law enforcement experts in the community and also responders. So we have Chief Wiley, who is from Albany's security force, and he is recently retired, but he has a lot of knowledge in general about policing and particularly in de-escalation. We have Dr. Alice Green, who will be joining us. She has done research over many years on participation with police forces in New York, and particularly has done some recent work with specifically the Albany Police Department, and she will enlighten us to the information that she has received and gathered. We have Bob Warden, who is a professor from SUNY's School of Criminal Justice. He has researched and written about police matters for many, many years, and he will provide his expertise on what is an ideal community policing model and where Albany and other departments have been falling short. Ava Ayers from Albany Law School's government department, she is an assistant professor, and she will address specifically citizens' police review boards. She has been working with the Albany Citizens Police Review Board for many years. She will talk about its shortcomings and suggestions for a more powerful oversight authority. Hopefully, we will look at all of what these expert panelists have to say and begin a community discussion about what we'd like to see. Not only changes for the Albany Police Department, but Schenectady and Troy and Saratoga. We cover 8 counties, so we have also invited law enforcement agencies throughout the area to come and join us in this discussion so that we can really work on reforms that will truly a more fair and just and transparent way of protecting citizens in the Capital Region.
Yeah, and just to get your title correct, you're the chapter director, Capital Region of the New York Civil Liberties Union. So what is people's assessment of how effective civilian police review boards have been here in the Capital District?
Well, you know, we have 3 that stand out. Troy has always struggled with its oversight. It was fully operational several years ago, but has languished the last few years due to, we think, lack of leadership. Although the mayor in Troy has committed himself to fully appoint and revisit the legislation that created that board in the first place. So we're looking forward to working with them to really shore up the powers and the independence of the review board there. In Schenectady, their review board was very active for several years and has languished again, in part because, you know, legislation doesn't empower these boards to really have an independent authority to review police incidences of misbehavior and so on. The Albany Citizens Police Review Board has been active for a long time. They have a very supportive police department and a supportive common council, but its powers still have been limited by the legislation. And so we will continue to work with that board to try and really empower them to be effective. In general, police review boards are only as effective as their legislation and their scope of authority allows. And so we want to make sure that if review boards exist, they're actually effective. Why should we have people meeting, volunteering their time? These are unpaid positions. To have an oversight authority of police departments when it's ineffective and not really satisfying the need for the public to have a transparent view of their own police department and some oversight authority when the police departments aren't taking responsibility for their own police officers' misbehavior. While they have not been effective in the past, we're looking forward to being able to empower them to the extent to which the public will be pleased with their performance and feel confident that the police departments are serving the public in an appropriate manner.
Now, one of the issues to be discussed at the forum this Thursday at 6 p.m. is the transfer of responsibilities from police to social service agencies, which is, you know, largely what the, defund the police movement has been calling for, among other things. Mm-hmm. What has been sort of the response of, local officials, city officials, to the concept that we need to really redesign the police force and move more of their responsibilities to other units and other parts of the social service system?
Well, I think there has been a growing concern that police departments in the past few years have been asked to do more tasks than they are appropriately trained to handle. Interfacing with the mental health community, asking a department that is primarily there to expose criminal activity and punish people for that is an inappropriate agency to be addressing people with mental health issues. And we have, in the past, I think the police department took over the authority. We have, unfortunately, our municipalities have funded more police activity than they have in funding those social service agencies, which are the more appropriate agencies to use to address issues. Issues such as homelessness and poverty and mental illness. All of these would be better dealt with not using the criminal justice system, but using our social services in order to do that. So there has to be a shifting of funding. Unless we, decide to fully fund both the criminal justice arena and social services to the same level. But it's very clear that we have asked our police to do too many things that are not their expertise and not in their, and there are better agencies with which to deal with those issues. So that is a shift that we're looking towards. We'd like to have a robust discussion on Thursday the 23rd. To discuss all of those options that are available to municipalities.
We only have about a minute left. So two-part question. One, how can people sign up, for the Thursday forum? And second, the cynical part of me says that, even though there's been unprecedented nationwide protests for the last 2 months, that the powers that be will just, stall this out until the protests subside, and we'll likely end up with cosmetic changes.
Well, that's a really big concern, and the reason that we wanted to have this community discussion, because we do want to have very discreet and specific asks for our police departments and our municipalities. And I think that we can come up with some pretty solid suggestions and recommendations to those agencies, and we will track whether or not they take those suggestions and make them a reality. It would be a real shame if in this movement that we have going, in the momentum that we have built, to not accomplish some significant changes with the way police approach us. And it's not, it's not strange to say, or it's apparent to us that there are police departments in our area that really could refocus their efforts and de-escalate their
encounters. We're out of time. Sorry. How do people sign up?
Okay. Email me, mtrimble@nyclu.org, and I will sign you up.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.